Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice.
And the role of our justice system, how it can limit crime, punish perpetrators, and perhaps help wounded communities to heal, is pondered by Harvard Law School professor Nancy Gertner, who served 17 years as a federal judge in Boston.
I was teaching criminal law, and the class ended at 3 o'clock. And as was my wont, when the class ended, I, like everyone else, picked up the phone to see if there were any messages. And the news flashed that there had been a bombing at the Boston Marathon site. And I felt, like many other people in Boston, I felt invaded. It was almost as if 9/11 was horrific. New York is a big city. It was a horrific event. Boston is a little town, and it felt, why would anyone consider us a target? Why would anyone do this to Boston? So it was very troubling.
Within a couple of days, the FBI had zeroed in on two young men who turned out to be brothers. They were depicted in photos at the scene carrying backpacks that could have contained explosives. Release of the photos triggered a getaway attempt. A police chase led to the death of one of the men, identified as 26-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnaev, originally from Kyrgyzstan in the former Soviet Union. He'd been living in the U.S. for 9 years. His 19-year-old brother, Johar Tsarnaev, a student at the University of Massachusetts, was injured but escaped. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis.
We believe this to be a terrorist. We believe this to be a man who's come here to kill people. We need to get him in custody.
The night of the attempted getaway, the brothers had also murdered a young university police officer employed by MIT in nearby Cambridge. With Johar Tsarnaev at large, law enforcement mounted an unprecedented manhunt. Residents in the entire city of Boston and nearby towns were asked to remain indoors for a day. He was captured that night, hiding under a tarp on a boat in a backyard near the shootout. He would face the death penalty for detonating a weapon of mass destruction at the marathon. A tide of red-hot anger coursed through Metro Boston, a situation ripe for civil unrest.
Of course, the system offers an alternative to the streets.
Retired federal judge Nancy Gertner.
And New England in particular, somehow I believe that we are a region that's particularly capable of reflection and calm in the face of this kind of tragedy.
And in truth, Boston reacted very soberly.
That's right.
To an unthinkable tragedy.
Right, and the city rose up to shore each other up at sort of every public event, at every opportunity. And, you know, the stories of people helping one another are legion. So it was remarkable in that respect. And, you know, what I hope is that the legal system lives up to those standards, this extraordinary, admirable result.
Society understandably seeks justice in a situation like this. This is pretty grievous harm. But sometimes when people say they want justice, what they really mean is that they are desiring revenge.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost hear it in their tone of voice. So what is the difference in a case like this between justice and vengeance, and where does our court system fit into that?
The jury will determine if Tsarnaev is convicted, whether or not there is a death penalty, and the death penalty takes into account aggravating...